Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the January 3rd, 2017 meeting of Sussex County Council. Hope everybody had a good new year. Hope we're going to have a great new year. And enjoyed your Christmas time and celebrating the birth of Jesus. The agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vincent. I have one recommendation today. We can amend the agenda under County Administrator item number 2, recognition of retiring Clerk of the Peace, John Brady. We'll have to defer that recognition for a future date.
Okay. Entertained a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion approved. Next, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. The next item of business is the election of council officers for the incoming Sussex County Council for 2017. We need to elect the council president for this year's session. And at this time, I would entertain any nominations for the appointment of president of county council.
I nominate Mike Vincent.
Second.
I have a nomination of Mr. Michael Vincent and a second. Do I have any questions on the nomination? Okay, we'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Because he's done such an amazing job these last 8 years, and he's been fully reelected and supports the supporting folks of his district, it would be my honor to cast the very first yes for Mr. Vincent.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Cole.
Because Mike got the short straw, I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Mr. Burton.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
I'll vote yes.
Thank you. Congratulations,
unanimous.
President Vincent.
There you go.
Thank you.
Want me to? Okay. All right. We have one other office to fill, and that is the office of vice president. At this time, I'm seeking nominations for the office of vice president.
I would nominate Councilman Cole.
I want to nominate George Cole for
president. There you go.
I have a nomination and can I get a second? Thank you. Of Mr. George Cole to serve as vice president for the incoming council. Any questions on the nomination?
Should we have a real discussion about this one?
I am going to demand a recount as soon as this vote is taken.
If not, we'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Again, I think 30 years in office. Yes? 30 years. The longest
31.
Starting your 31 already divisive, and but I think he is truly a testament to this county, and I think he is symbolic of many great things of this county and this state, and the longest elected Republican in the entire state of Delaware. I think it is about time he steps up and be is part of the leadership team of this council in this county. So again, it'd be my honor to say yes.
Thank you, Mr. Burton.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
I'll vote yes.
And Mr.
I'll
Cole.
Vote, I'll vote yes.
Congratulations, Mr.
Let's
Cole.
Let's do that recount.
Yeah.
Next thing on the agenda is the appointments of council members to serve on the committees. Everybody got a copy of that. Are there any questions on those? If not, entertain a motion to approve them as presented.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the appointment of our legal counsel. We all had copies of that. Any questions on those? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the legal counsel as presented.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next is the adoption of rules of procedure. Everybody had a copy of that. There were a couple of proposed changes to that. Mr. Lawson, you want to go over that?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. At your desk and in the packet, there was copies of the rules of procedure that were recommended for this year. You will note the comments in the right-hand margin of the page, and if you'd like to fast forward to page
Eight.
You will see the first recommendation. And when I say recommended, this is recommended by staff and reviewed by council, county attorney. We are recommending striking any reference to the term proclamation in Rule 11. It is current practice today that the county council requests and receives proclamations without a vote or approval from county council. To follow that that standard practice, we would strike the reference of proclamation. Fast forward to page 10, Rule 16A.2. There's a recommendation to strike the reference to the two-week time period. As experienced last year, when we are looking to fulfill an appointment to a body, two-week turnaround sometimes is impractical, so we are striking the two-week reference in that rule. And then finally, following current practice, Rule 17.6, paragraph A, you will see an insert to the reference, and it reads, each speaker shall be limited to 3 minutes, and the time shall be kept by electronic clock and displayed to the speaker. This doesn't change the limitations on the time of the public comment period, but it does reference the fact that we are now measuring that by electronic clock, which is at the podium, as well as displayed within the chambers. Again, all three changes are recommendations to follow current practice. I would also like to reference the fact that Mr. Arlette last council meeting, or last council, referenced the fact that in the public comment sign-up sheet, we should update that to note our rules, which are referencing the fact that when a person comes up during public comment and speaks, they do not necessarily, they will not necessarily get a response from the presiding officer. It is at the presiding officer's discretion. That is now noted on the public comment, and a copy is at your desk. Those are the recommended changes to the 2017 Rules of Procedure, Mr. President.
Entertain a motion to approve the rule of procedure as amended.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
As we move forward, if we have great suggestions or recommendations from staff or council or anybody from the audience that is not in here, are we permitted to make a change immediately? It's not like it has to be every January. Is that correct?
That is correct. Any time something comes up, it doesn't take a public hearing. It just put it on the agenda. We'll talk about it and vote on it.
Okay, because I know we had some recommendations and thoughts.
Sure.
And I just want to make sure that we consider those and review those. Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Probably yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of 12-6 and 12-13. Any corrections, questions on those? And obviously, Mr. Burton cannot vote on these because he wasn't here. they'll stand approved as presented to us. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Excuse me, we have three letters. One's from the Executive Director of New Hope Recreation Development Center. Another one from Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition and Union United Methodist Church for their community food pantry, all thanking council for their funds.
Chip's not here.
Right. Oh, the public comment.
I'm sorry. Is
that was all.
How are we going to make that ready?
And, any correspondence from council?
Yes, I got one, Mr. President. I got one from the on behalf of the Rehoboth Beach Historical Society. They're thanking us for contribution.
More comments from council? On correspondence? Okay. Let's see if we have anybody signed up for public comment. Thank you, ma'am. Dan Kramer.
My name is Danny Kramer. The first thing out of the gate, I see you got a new vice president, and I got news for you. The first time he hands you a hammer, and you do not do it correctly, you've been on his Sam's case, you better make sure you do it correctly, because I just guarantee there's going to be a call over, and you're going to hear it.
Am I allowed to throw the hammer?
I don't care if you throw the hammer, because he ain't going to hit me no hammer. The next thing is, I got a $5,000 bet.
With who?
I got a $5,000 bet. Now, I'm going to tell you who I got it with, but I got a $5,000 bet that before the day is over, you're going to have the new councilman corrupted. And on top of that, you were supposed to have Woodbridge guys here to congratulate him. The only problem is the football kicker should have had all your heads to kick around, and it would have went ding, 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 ding. Give me some brains. Give me some brains. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day. Paul Rigger.
I think it rained on his parade, Mr. President.
Didn't have the ball list right.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Paul Rigger, 2817 Volunteer Forest Road, Georgetown. Going forward this year in 2017, I don't know if these are going to have a lighter schedule or heavier schedule. Don't know if you roll the procedure with the comments back and forth a little bit, but just checking to see if somehow earlier in the year, since a lot of my issues could be taken care of for property rights and then rights of properties, and then to get that all fixed and checked out on everything. Just seeing that hopefully we can get this done early and finally put a lot of this behind us. Thank you.
Have you, just a question, sir. Have you, I know we asked you to give us the definition that you were questioning. Wanting, have you given that to us in writing so we can follow through on?
I've been, and I even tried, like, I went to the planning and zoning meeting, brought up a couple things, trying to get a little feedback there. Didn't get no feedback.
Okay.
They questioned me back, trying to get a feel for what direction to go. I'm just trying to figure out, going through, exactly which ones are state issue.
Okay.
Which one are, can I just have one more moment?
Certainly.
And this comes down to it. My biggest problem was basically started with the tires and a couple other major issues. But now is the tire issue isn't even a county issue anymore. It's not considered nothing. So it's just trying to figure out, do I want to pursue changing, fixing exactly what's in the code versus trying to incorporate other things, what the incorporated sections have done with tires, bring it back, maybe back to the county a little bit. I don't know what's right and what's wrong. Just trying to get this answered for feedback.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Lawson.
That's a good statement.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. A few items to cover today. We do have a proclamation recognizing the Woodbridge High School football team and their recent championship, but I note the chambers does not look like we have the Woodbridge football team present. We'll see if they're en route and perhaps review this at a later time in the agenda. If not, we'll bring them back at a future date. The next item is the recognition of retiring Director of Planning and Zoning, Mr. Lawrence Lank. I know we have been recognizing Lawrence for his years of service, but this is the official time to recognize him during the county council meeting, provide him with a tribute as well as a plaque that we normally do for distinguished employees that retire from county service. Clearly, Lawrence fits that, having served the longest in the history of the county as a county employee. Mr. President, I have the tribute and the plaque to present to him, and I would recommend that council take a moment and join Lawrence for pictures today. This being Lawrence's last week, his last day will be this Friday, January 6th, and we are we're certainly sad to see him go. Wish him all the best in his next chapter.
We'll probably see him back here under public comment.
Providing positive.
Yeah.
He might have the right to change his mind.
I think it would be appropriate if the council would like to say a few words either before or after, Mr. President. It's up to you, and then I can read the tribute.
We can do before, I guess. That's
okay.
Fine, yeah.
All right.
We had this thing for Lawrence a couple weeks ago over here at the firehouse, and it was very nice. A lot of people showed up. But it just shows, I think, the respect that he has for everybody out there. He's done a great job, as I said that day. although it does date me. I've known Lawrence since we were 6 years old. We started school together. That was a long time ago, trust me. Lawrence has been a good person in this county. He's done a great job. He's well respected. He's got knowledge that will never, ever, ever be duplicated. I don't think, unless Janelle's here 47 years, we'll see about that. But it's going to be, we're going to miss you, truly. I'm going to miss you as a friend, but we're going to, I'm sure we'll play golf again so I can give you some more of my money. But other than that, I hope you enjoy your retirement. Enjoy your cooking meals for Robin. She'll enjoy that, I'm sure. But congratulations and thank you for White Dominguez County.
I haven't saved any of that money.
It's all IOUs.
I'll just quickly, I also grew up in Seaford. And of course, Mike and Lawrence were a lot older than I am.
Here we go, a lot older.
Yeah, a lot older than I hardly remember him. But anyway, now when I came on, Lawrence was here, my father was here, and my mother, and anyway, we've worked awfully close with him, and again, I've known him a long, long time, so it's I very appreciated his help and his support all the time, and he always gave me a straight answer. Never would give Sam a straight answer, but he would give me a straight answer, and I appreciate that, so thank you, Lawrence, for all your good hard work, and we'll see, right? I mean, I admire Lawrence so much, I actually went out and bought a pickup truck the same color. That's how much I admire that man. Thank you very much. That's it.
Mr. Arlett.
I've known Lawrence for just 2 years since I've been on council, and I think as the outsider, if you would, as the transplant on this council, I think I can say that you are the epitome of this county. Really, I think many people like myself would feel the same way because you are a true symbolism of what this county is all about. You care for the people. You care for the future of this county and this past that you've devoted 47 years of your life to. You are a family man. You are respected. You are loved. And that's who Sussex County is. And I think for me, it's beyond just a title of a job. You are Sussex County. And I say that from somebody who has not been around you or known you your whole life, but somebody who's observed you and seen you and witnessed you and others around you. So for me, it has been an honor, but it's not a retirement. It is the next chapter of doing more of what perhaps you would like to do when you want to go do it, and to include getting more money from Mr. Vincent, perhaps. But I wish you all the best, and we thank you for the service of this county and the residents. So God bless you.
Anything else? Mr. Wilson?
Well, I've known Lawrence for a long, long time, even long before I ever got on the council. And working with the council, sure, back as far as John Cannon and even Joe Conway came to work here. So I've found Lawrence a good common sense person, and that's worth a lot of money to me. Common sense. You say something to him, you talk, he makes some kind of reason about it. That's what I wish we had more of in office. Thank you, Lawrence, for doing a great job. I did learn one thing that Robin doesn't run the roost now. She said you weren't going to retire, but she did.
How's that working for you?
Is that not true, Robin?
That's how you remember it, anyway, huh?
You have to write it down next time so I get it straight.
Mr. Burton.
Lawrence, you'll be missed. The county's pretty good with training, planning and zoning commissioners. The training I got was the wrong time and the wrong date. nothing was right about it. And to meet you and ride around with you and get the training and just the knowledge that you shared with me and Mr. Johnson on those rides is unmatchable. So you'll be missed, and I appreciate our friendship.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I first met Lawrence in 1973. I was in my first year of law school, and I was clerking that summer. There were a lot of things going on in the county at that point, fairly new. Zoning was relatively new. Our tax map system that we were going to was new at the time. And during that period of time, I was doing title searching, and Lawrence Lank actually took out a protractor and showed me how to plot deeds so that we could trace that more completely. But when you look at Lawrence, the epitome of a county worker or any type of worker, you want reliability, you want consistency, and the institutional knowledge. And Lawrence had every one of those. Totally reliable. He was very consistent in answers that he would give the public, the staff, other staff members. His institutional knowledge was absolutely incredible, because there were so many things that we would look for from the legal side, title searching, etc. And Lawrence would know those. He would mention some kind of case. He goes, "We've done another one like that." And he would go to the maps, and he'd pull out the map or pull out the file, and there it was. It wasn't on a computer. It wasn't on his list. It was in his mind. And in my mind, one of the things that is so valuable with Lawrence Lank is that institutional knowledge, which has led to such consistency in this county. So Lawrence, thank you for all that you've done for the county. For me personally, you're a great friend, and wish you the best.
Wow, too many nice things. Mr. Lawson, why don't you read the
And it's recorded.
Yeah. And while you're doing that, council can all meander down here to the dais of Mr. Lank for a photo op. And
Maybe.
Oh, turn her loose. Let her go.
Does he talk now?
He'll wait for us. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. I have some facts here about Lawrence's tenure with Sussex County. Lawrence was hired on October 14th, 1969, as a map draftsman. From 1977 to 1985, he held the position of planning technician. On January 2nd, 1985, he was appointed acting planning and zoning director, and by April 1 of 1985 became the permanent director of planning and zoning, the role that he still holds till today. And now I have the tribute. Be it hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends Lawrence B. Lank for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from October 14, 1969 to January 6, 2017, 47 years, and the longest serving county employee in the history of Sussex County. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Lawrence B. Lank with wishes of happiness and good health today and always. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President, dated January 3rd, 2017. You will be missed, Lawrence. Congratulations. We will also be presenting a plaque to Lawrence B. Lank by the Sussex County Council in grateful appreciation for 47 years, 2 months of outstanding service and dedication as Director of Planning and Zoning, October 14, 1969 to January 6, 2017. Congratulations, Lawrence.
School haircut. Oh,
this can be hard. I said this word on the 16th. I said, wow. I never expected the accolades, if that's the right word. I need to thank council. You as the council president, all past councils. I totally enjoy my job. The biggest thing is dealing with the public. You know, in zoning, nobody understands zoning. They don't like zoning. You're telling them what to do or telling them what not to do. They come in the office typically, they're not happy. Some are actually mad. And you've got to work out that issue and hope that they leave satisfied. Most people, I think, have left satisfied and understand what they need to do what they wanted to do, basically, and what steps are. But again, it's the council and all past councils have totally enjoyed working with them. Planning and Zoning Commission, IG's had to put up with me for several years. I'll never forget episodes, some of which I can't even talk about with some of the commission members. Board of Adjustment, same thing. Board of Adjustment has been excellent. I haven't had to deal with the board as much. I've had staff that could work with the board, and I didn't have to attend all their public hearings. That was kind of nice. In some weeks, I had Monday night Board of Adjustment, Tuesday County Council in the morning, Tuesday afternoon public hearings, Thursday commission. So you didn't get a lot done some weeks because of it. It happened several times. The biggest thing has been staff. Love my staff. Sorry.
That's what they've done.
They're excellent. Past and present. The group I have today, I send them anywhere and they can take care of whatever the problem is. I've totally enjoyed them. Hope they've enjoyed working with me. And it goes all the way back. I made one mistake in my whole, one big mistake that I think that bothers me probably the most is I was a co-worker. I was an employee. I wasn't a boss. And I think I carried that co-worker mentality to today. And I'll probably still have it come Friday. But to them, they were my friends, my co-workers. And I said it on the 16th, they're my family. That's my other family. And that's about all I can say. And I can't leave out the administrators. I could have a few words about administrators, but I've been excellent. They've all been excellent. And I work with all of them.
Even Stickles?
Even Stickles. The shortest, hardest one to get to really know was Mr. Mertes. Bless his heart, he just passed, but yeah. He was with us for about a year, and I really didn't get to know him. So I'm kind of trying to miss that a little bit. I like to know him a little bit better, but all I can say is I'm humbled, actually, and thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank
and
you.
I'll be back.
Thank you. You did good. You did good. And it is all family. In fact, maybe we'll go for Sunday afternoon family dinners. If you're going to fix them, we'll be able to.
I'm still wondering.
If you're going to fix them.
Excuse me.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm still wondering, Mr. Lank, I'm still wondering where one mistake you're talking about. Mr. Lank, I'm still wondering about the one mistake you said you made. You said something about you made one mistake. I'm still wondering about what was that one mistake you made.
I've been fighting a little tinnitus issue, and I'm having trouble hearing. I've struggled a little bit today.
My biggest mistake was working with George.
I get Robin to do some things here, sure, change things here pretty soon. Maybe we'll have a different person sitting up here.
What are you talking about?
Well, now. That'd be some new information. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, and congratulations again, Lawrence. Next item of business is wastewater agreement number 990-2, Sussex County project number 81-04, Ocean View Beach Club Amenities Sewer, Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Information contained in your packet. System connection charges of $46,200, and construction days 30, construction admin $6,472, and proposed construction costs of $43,148. I have a proposed motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 990-2, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between the Sussex County Council and Winden C LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Ocean View Beach Club Amenity Sewer, located in Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Colwell. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for January 3rd, 2017. Only one item. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. The Estuary Phase 1A-2 construction record, effective December 14th. Swan Cove Phase 8, effective December 15th. And the Woods at Arnell Creek, effective December 16th. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.